Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Beauty of His Presence is a 40-day devotional guide for Christians, geared toward personal reflection, growth, discipleship, and encouragement in the life of the believer. The author of Beauty of His Presence is Joan Chanel Evans. Born in the Bahamas, she lived there all of her life. Encouraged to read by her parents at an early age, in first grade she began writing, and her work was published in her school's Christmas magazine. She writes in many genres, has had poems published, a regular devotional writer. She's also written short plays and has appeared in dramatic productions put on by her church. Joan Chanel Evans, author of The Beauty of His Presence, is our guest on This Week in America. Joan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is such an important book and has really reshaped the lives of so many people, and I'll talk about that in depth here in a second, but I'm fascinated by this background in reading and writing. Talk about the role of your parents, because they really, at an early age, instilled in you the desire to read and eventually to write as well.
Well, it was just with my mother, mothers would read bedtime stories to their children. But my mother, it was always poetry. While she was doing her work, she was reciting poems. And my father, in his earlier years, was a school teacher, so he always encouraged us to read, and he was always bringing home books for us to read. So that influence from them, it had my imagination going from a very early age. So I was trying to rewrite these stories that I would have read in the books. I tried to write poetry. So they really had a strong influence on my personality as a person, as a writer, and my desire to write from infancy, more or less.
And I mentioned that you have this desire, this interest in different genres. Talk about that, and maybe if there's a genre that you enjoy writing the most.
Oh, yes. It's amazing because for me, I find that my interest in genres change depending on what's happening in my life at the time. But I have the most joy in writing the devotional essays and writing the mystery stories, because I've always been fascinated with the mysteries. And actually, when the desire to write was birthed within me, I always wanted to be a mystery writer more than the devotional writer. The devotional writer came about through my relationship with the Lord and my desire just to express my feelings of my experiences in my Christian journey. So I thought the devotional essays came about, and I enjoy writing them. So the two genres that I enjoy most are the devotional essays and the mystery story.
Joining us on This Week in America is Joan Chanel Evans. If you go to Google that, she writes under the name J. Chanel Evans, and Chanel is Chanell. The book we're talking about is The Beauty of His Presence. You can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, get information, and go directly to Amazon and information on the book. What inspired you to write this book, The Beauty of His Presence?
Well, that in itself is an interesting story, because my sister, like I said, my parents had a heavy influence, so all of my siblings, we dabble in writing at some level or the other. My sister had a book that she was writing, and she was looking for someone to publish her work. So I decided that I would help her, and I was contacting companies, and one of the companies that I'd written to, they called me, and one of the reps called me, and because she was thinking that I was looking for it for myself. So in the process, I was trying to explain to her that I was looking for the company for my sister. She said to me, "But what about you? don't you have anything that you want to have published?" So I said to her, "I have some devotional pieces that I've written, but I'm not looking to publish them, at least not at this time." So she said, what she said then is what got to me. She said, "But what if there are hurting persons out there who are in need of hearing what God has laid on your heart at this time?" So when she said that, it was like I was hearing in her voice that she may have been one of those hurting persons.
Yes.
Who was needing to hear from the Lord. So So that challenged me to put together the devotional thesis. So I said to her, then I will certainly look at putting together my devotional thesis to see if I have enough to compile into a book. And so that's how the book got started.
You know, it's interesting. What a question to have asked. And I'm sure all of a sudden your attitude changed and you struggled, I'm sure, with that question and realized, yes, I can help people with what I've written.
Yes, definitely. Because like I said, it was like she was crying out. It's like I heard a silent cry from her because she was asking, what if there are persons out there? But it was like she was saying to me, well, I need to hear. So that is what really challenged me, challenged my heart.
Once you decide to write the book, you have to come up with a title of the book that describes what the book is about and captures the attention of a reader. You've got a few seconds for somebody to hear that title to figure out whether they're interested in pursuing it or not. The title of the book is The Beauty of His Presence. How did you arrive at that title?
Well, I prayed about it at first. I said, Lord, give me a title for the book. And as I was sitting there going through the pieces, I came across the one that I had written called The Beauty of His Presence. And I was reading through it, and I realized that, you know, this article and this topic captures what exactly I was trying to do, because I find beauty in the presence of the Lord and in my writing. And in the book, I wanted to encourage others to find beauty in His presence as well. And so I decided there and then that would be the title for the book, The Beauty of His Presence.
And the book is available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on the book, The Beauty of His Presence by J. Chanel Evans. Joan is our guest on the program today. One review says this is more like a conversation than a sermon, and that is very comforting. Talk about your writing style and the fact that you can read this and relate. Sometimes it's intimidating when we read devotionals and we're not quite sure exactly how to respond. You have this way, it's almost like we're talking now, two people talking, and you're giving me a little bit of guidance, your inner thoughts. Talk about the writing style, because this really is very open to people and they can relate to it.
Well, when I write, it's like I am more or less having a conversation with myself, because that is what happens. Like, the Lord ministers to me in different situations. So I'm writing as I'm communing with Him. So it's more like a conversation with Him. And I realize because I'm writing it in a conversational style, as if I'm talking to Him, it helps others to see that that is how they can also talk to the Lord, and that is how they can relate. And I'm hoping that it helps them to be able to even relate to me. So it would not be like I'm having this great supernatural experience and others can't reach to it. I want everyone to know that we all go through the same struggles and the Lord is there for all of us. So I write it as I experience it, more or less. So I'm happy that persons are finding it as a conversational piece and making it easy for them to understand what I'm trying to communicate.
Joan Chanel Evans, our guest on This Week in America. The book is The Beauty of His Presence, a 40-day daily devotional for Christians. Each passage includes Bible verses mixed with everyday scenarios to which the reader can relate more closely. The book has been available now for several years. What kind of response are you getting?
Well, the response in the early days was not great. And I think that is majorly because of the lack of promotion.
Yes.
When the book was published, I did not have the finances to pay for the marketing package that the publishing company was offering. So very little was done in promoting the book on a national or even international scale. So not many persons have really heard about it. So it's been that kind of experience I've had. For those who have actually been able to hear about it and to read it, I've had good responses in that, because I had a lady who told me that when she came and she bought a third copy, she said that she was buying it to give to her relatives and her friends. And she gave me a story about her traveling to visit her sister who was dying. And she took the book with her. And her sister's only child was having a difficult time adjusting to her mother's imminent passing. And there was an article in the book, one of the devotionals about prayer, that she shared with her niece, and she said it was able to bring comfort to her niece. So for me, that was a great comfort. So to have those kinds of responses from the book. But as I said, because of lack of promotion, it's been not widely known, so it's not had the wide response or wide sales or anything in that regard.
You know, that's interesting because so often very talented people like yourself will write a book, and that's only part of the equation. The other part is getting the word out there. Talk about the struggles of being, at that point in time, an undiscovered writer. That's changing now as more and more people are being impacted by the book, The Beauty of His Presence. Talk about the challenges of being out there and a writer and trying to get something published and read.
Yeah, it has been a really great challenge for me because this book is not the first book I've published. I've had a book published many years ago, a book of poetry, and in publishing that, I tried to get that promoted. I tried to have our Ministry of Education here use it in the school system, but the panel that had to do the review of the book, they had a person who was sitting on it who was also a writer, a poetry writer, and a playwright, and it was her opinion that they depended on whether they would accept my book or not. But her opinion of the book was not favorable, and so I did not get their approval for them to use the book. And so that was kind of discouraging to me, so that was one of the struggles I've had. And then financing, as I've said before, in paying for publication, because as an unknown author, you publishing companies do not open their doors and say, we'll come and we give you free publication. At least that has not been my experience. Right. My experience has been where they would either say, you need to have an agent, and it was difficult finding an agent. I've not been able to find an agent who would represent me and promote my material to a publishing company. So I've had those struggles. So as an unknown author, you have those barriers and those hurdles to try to get through, and you need to have persons around you supporting you, who believe in your work, encouraging you to continue, because for a time, and that is the reason why I was not looking to publish a second book, because of my experience with the first book, because it was not really encouraging at the time to pursue it.
The book we're talking about is The Beauty of His Presence. Joan Chanel Evans, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A few minutes left on the program. Time going by too quickly in the conversation with Joan on today's program. Let's talk a little bit about the layout of the book, because it's very easy to read. You have a series of questions in there as well, open-ended questions, which, so we're not only reading something, we have an opportunity to really go back through our minds and to play this back and sort of evaluate where we are in relationship to the devotions you're talking about. Talk about the format, because it's very accessible and relatable.
Yeah, I chose that format because in using devotional books by other authors, and I've looked at the questions, and sometimes I read the questions and I was not able to fully understand what they were asking me to do. So I decided that when I write my devotional, I would allow the reader, as they read, to express their own opinions, to answer their own questions. Like sometimes the thoughts for the day that was created at the end of a devotional didn't seem to fit in, or it didn't connect with me as the reader.
Yes.
So I wanted my readers to be able to create their own thoughts from what they've read and to have their own takeaway points from what they've read. So I just gave a couple of guidelines for them to follow through with and then to create these things for themselves at the end of the devotional. So the devotional could become more of a part of them. They can be their own devotional as such.
And the way it's laid out, you can read one a day, you can read several a day. They're all standalone. It's in the book, The Beauty of His Presence, Joan Chanel Evans. Part of this, the success of this book has been, I believe, your personal observations, your personal experiences and struggles. A couple minutes left in the program, but how difficult was that for you to share these with everybody. These are strangers, and you're sharing what you've gone through, which is what so many of us have gone through, but you're sharing that, relating these personal stories. Was that difficult for you to do?
No, I found that it made life easier. When I go through my struggles and I write them down, oftentimes, when I'm sad, I write best. If I'm happy, I write best. So sharing my struggles with others, it was like a healing process for me. And as I wrote them, I wanted others to be able to live my experience and to be healed as well, and to be able to relate to them, because someone else may be going through the same thing that I went through, and then seeing how I handle it may be able to help them in their process. So it was a healing process for me, and it was a joy sharing.
What are you working on now? Are you working on that mystery you've talked about writing? What projects do you have going now?
I actually have completed my first mystery novel.
Oh, very
that
good.
Was a joy.
Very good.
That will be released hopefully before the end of the year. That will be released. And then after that, I want to do a children's series, because I have this beautiful goddaughter that she inspires me. So I'm writing little things about her, and I want to base my children's series on, you know, the things that she does. So
yes,
those are the things I'm working on now.
Well, you're a very gifted writer. We will look for future writings from our guest on the program, Joan Chanel Evans. The book we talked about today, The Beauty of His Presence, is available at Amazon, the usual places, written under the name J. Chanel Evans. You can get information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Joan, it's a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much. Continued success with your writing. You're impacting the lives of many people. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Thank you so very much for having me on today.
Really enjoyed it. Joan Chanel Evans, our guest on the program, The Beauty of His Presence, her book. Once again, you'll find it at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.